This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio our next guest with us. We've got Donna Jackson, who is a director of a show called Love Booth, which is playing at the Williamstown Town Hall for three wonderful shows, which is actually next weekend. So now welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
That's great. Now, I suppose hopefully our listeners know enough. Well, we've mentioned the show because we're giving away two double passes to the show. And so now hopefully our listeners will now get a bit more of the show. But before we talk about the show itself, we talk about you, Donna. How did you get started in this field and what attracted you to directing?
So I started as a women's refuge worker at Sheila West Women's Refuge, which was a feminist refuge in Williamstown. And out of that, I saw that there was a lot of domestic violence. And so then I worked with a theatre company called West Theatre Company, which was a community theatre company that was based in Moonee Ponds then. That's in the 1980s. And I learnt my trade of working with communities to tell their stories, to try and get social change through theatre. And I suppose at West Theatre I learnt things like stilt walking, juggling, acrobatics, fire eating. And so it was a way to put a sugar coat around a pill that was a political idea. And I think a lot of my early work was feminist work. And I was based at Footscray Community Arts Centre.
Which is going gangbusters right now, aren't they?
It's a fantastic space. Yeah. And the original space that is is Footscray Arts Centre now was actually a warehouse.
That's right.
That I broke into.
Hey, look at you.
As a burglar. And it was covered in paper. And then the director of the centre at the time in the late 80s, Zane Trow, and I went to Footscray Council, as it was then, and asked them if we could use it for a space. And it had lots of water coming through it and rain, and I was hanging lights and running this little weird warehouse space. And I founded the Women's Circus in there. So in about 1991, I put a call out for women who were survivors of sexual abuse who wanted to maybe use circus as a way of feeling good about their bodies. And I thought that 30 women would show up, and into this weird warehouse, empty warehouse then, 120 women showed up one night.
Wow.
In about 1991. And so I started the Women's Circus through Footscray Arts Centre's support. And I've been working in the western suburbs ever since, working with communities to tell stories through theatre and performance.
Mm. Now, let's talk about Love Booth. It's fascinating premise. Give our audience a bit of a snapshot of what it's all about.
So the Love Booth came about because the playwright Tara Goldstein, who's based in Toronto, she asked me if I would direct her play called The Love Booth.
How did the connection come about?
Well, years ago I did a play called Dust about asbestos.
Right. Oh, okay.
An all singing, all dancing cabaret show about asbestos and how deadly it is. And then I wrote a book called Art and Social Change, which had the script of Dust in it, and it also had teaching methodology in it, and the whole it's like a whole pack, this book called Art and Social Change about the play Dust. Tara is a professor at the University of Toronto, and she bought a whole stack of my books and was teaching them to her students
Toronto. And did you know that?
Well, I happened to be on the Gold Coast. I was doing a big show with stand-up paddle boards, ballet. On the Gold Coast, and Tara happened to be there at the same time.
Okay.
She thought I was a big publishing company. She sent me an email and said, oh, I want to buy these books. And I said, well, you can get them from me. And we were both in at the Gold Coast at the same time. So Tara's been going backwards and forwards to Australia for a long time. We met up, and then she invited me to come over to Toronto to be a guest scholar with her students, and they read the play Dust.
Brilliant.
I suppose we've got in common that we like verbatim theatre. And for people who don't know what verbatim theatre is, you talk to people, you collect their stories, and then you craft their stories into a piece of theatre where you use their language in the performance. So Tara has a company called Galley Road Productions, and they're the leading queer theatre company in Toronto, and they do a lot of work with queer and trans communities and their families to present verbatim stories of their experiences and to educate teachers to include trans and queer ideas in their teaching.
Yeah. And this has been around now for, it's looking at 60 years, is that right?
So Tara was moved because 60 years ago there were two American lesbians who were Barbara Giddings and Kay Lauhausen, and they decided to start lobbying psychiatrists in America because it's hard for people to believe now, but homosexuality was seen as a mental illness and it was listed as medically as a mental illness. So if a homosexual person was sacked from their job for being a homosexual, they couldn't do anything out about it because people go, well, they're mentally ill. And so these two lesbians decided that every time these psychiatrists had a convention in America, this is in the early 1970s, they would show up in the foyer of their convention, set up a little booth, and in the booth they would have information about homosexuals, and they would have pictures of homosexuals being happy, being successful. And then they started saying radical things like the psychiatrists had to stop analysing homosexuals and they had to start talking to homosexuals and asking them about their lives. And also Barbara and Kay said the radical thing, we're the experts on homosexuality, not psychiatrists. So this booth that they set up every year, they called it the Love Booth. And they had pictures of gay people doing radical things like kissing on the lips in there. And that's how we get the story of the Love Booth.
Right, okay.
So it's been 60 years since this change happened and people could say, well, that's in America. Well, actually, that change in America, waves of rights have come down to us now, so that we're respected people in the community.
And the fact is, when I was growing up, it was against the law. You know, if you were caught with another person, you could go to jail.
And see, it's those changes that we need to mark, because we've got younger people coming through who enjoy a lot of
freedom.
Rights.
Yeah.
And so we want them to know that we've actually had to fight to get these things.
Yeah, yeah. And so what, this is what the play's about? Or?
This is the backbone of the play.
Right.
And Tara Goldstein and her partner Margot are going to play the two main characters, Barbara and Kay. That's the backbone of the play. And then I've been working with the community in the western suburbs of Melbourne to find our own queer stories. So, for example, in Williamstown Town Hall, where we're doing the Love Booth, you can go upstairs to the council chambers and look, and there's all these black and white photos of men in robes who have been mayors. And then you go right around the corner to our first mayor, who was a female. And I looked at this picture, Geraldine Schutt, and I went, well, that person's a lesbian. I could just tell by looking at her. And then I found out, in fact, Geraldine Schutt was a lesbian.
Was she out about it?
Yeah, she was out about it. Okay. And there were council minutes about her showing up to council meetings in jeans with runners. So that
shocking.
Lots of people were upset about that. Now, what Geraldine did, she saved a place that we love in Newport called Newport Lakes. And so we need to – people don't know this story about lesbian activism in the western suburbs. Geraldine and her friend were on council. They voted against the Labor Party at the Williamstown Council to save Newport Lakes because the council was going to fill this big hole with rubbish and get money from filling it up, making it into a tip. Instead, Geraldine went against the ALP and saved Newport Lakes. So today you can go to Newport, you can go down Newport Lakes, and down the bottom you can see a memorial to Geraldine Schutt.
Oh, how lovely.
Who is our first female mayor who was a lesbian. So stories like that we've been able to collect.
Are still alive or not?
No, she's not alive anymore.
Okay. And where are these lakes? Because you mentioned it off air. Is it down near the water or is it over the back?
You go to Newport and you would go down Mason Street, Newport, and then just to the side of that on Johnson Street and the Newport Lakes. And it's a giant area for people who are looking for somewhere to go, that you can go right down the bottom. There's beautiful lakes. There's beautiful nature there. You can take photos and it's been safe.
Good bird life and stuff.
Good bird life. And you can feel like you're in the Australian bush.
Wow.
And that's all thanks to lesbian Geraldine Schutt. And that's one of the stories that we've been able to bring back to life. To remember.
Yeah.
And how do you bring those stories in? Well, how do you weave that into the actual the piece that's on Love
Play? Are you calling it a play?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Does it become part of the play, or is it, you know, is an exhibition around the performance
space?
It's a play.
It's a play and it's a cabaret. So that story, I would take that by talking to, there's some friends of Newport Lakes and they weed around there, and Lorraine Harrison has been the president of Newport Lakes, Friends of Newport Lakes, another lesbian. We're not all lesbians in Newport, but there's lots of us have got a lot to say. And so Lorraine is Friends of Newport Lakes. She told me stories about Newport Lakes, and then I've done a scene now where we've got a woman with a pram in the play, and you see beautiful pictures with music of Newport Lakes, and then these women come out with rakes, and she asks them questions about Newport Lakes, and they tell her the story of Geraldine Schutt, and they say, well, yes, and we're lesbians and we're good with tools, and then we have music and they do a dance with their rakes. so it's fun.
How many people are involved, and are they volunteering here, or?
Yes, most of the people in the play are volunteering.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of professional actors, and I'm a professional director, and we've got a professional tech team, and we're at Williamstown Town Hall, and the council in Hobson's Bay have been fantastic.
Brilliant.
Of letting us in the hall. Most of this week we'll be rehearsing for the show on Friday and two shows on Saturday.
Yep.
And also Tara Goldstein's going to give a talk after the show on Friday night. And then also on Saturday we're going to be at the library, which is right next door to Williamstown Town Hall, from 1 till 2 o'clock. And Tara and another academic and myself are going to talk about verbatim theatre, because I think lots of people want to collect their own queer or interesting stories and find ways of making history interesting. And so with this show, we've got this fantastic picture of a woman behind a mask. It's a way of making it theatrically exciting.
Yep, yep.
And the mask is in our poster because these two women, Barbara and Kay, eventually they're allowed to have a speaker at the psychiatric convention for the psychiatrists. Mm-hmm. And there was a gay psychiatrist, this is in 1974, and he'd been sacked for being gay, but he said he would speak at their convention, but only if he could wear a mask.
Ah, I get it now, yep.
So in our show, we recreate Dr. Anonymous, as he was called, speaking, and he comes out and he says, with a mask on, I am a psychiatrist and I am a homosexual. And so this was a fantastic, brave moment for a man to come out, and he could only do it wearing a mask. But he actually, because he spoke at the convention, he actually sort of turned things around, because they saw that one of their own was a gay, homosexual, and they were a psychiatrist. So that's one of the moments we have in the play. So we have lots of singing and dancing with our own local stories. Lots of them are happy. And then we've also got that serious moment. And I put a call out through Hobson's Bay Council, through our Rainbow Awards, and I met all these young, gender diverse, sort of groovy makers and creators. And so they're wearing outfits in the show, doing like a fashion event. And one of them is from Malaysia, and they told me that they are seeking asylum in Australia as a queer person, because in Malaysia you can still go to jail for 25 years for being a homosexual and being queer. So we've got lots of performance, and it's cabaret and it's showtime, but we also have some very serious moments.
And this is an important occasion, and it's and the wonderful thing is you can catch a train over as well, for people like me that don't have a car, so catch a train, and it's right in the heart of town.
It's 3 minutes from Williamstown North Station to walk to Williamstown Town Hall.
Right.
And this is an international exchange with an Australians and Canadians. Yep. And we were only doing 3 shows on Friday night and 2 shows on Saturday because that's all we could afford with our funding.
Yep.
But it's been a whole 9 months of generating stories in our local community and also queer stories, because I think in the past we've told lots of different stories, but this time we've gone out and found older members of our community. And I had one of the younger gender diverse people say to me, oh, I didn't know there were lesbians who were over 60. And I went, yeah, we've been around. You know, we're around.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And then so we've got the older people and we've got the younger people working together, finding out about each other.
And what's it called again?
The play is called The Love Booth.
And when's it on?
And it's on at 7:30 on Friday at Williamstown Town Hall. It's on at 3:30 on Saturday the 9th. And it's on at 7:30 Saturday the 9th too. And the tickets you can book through Hobson's Bay Tickets.
Yep. Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And next time, whatever you got going, make sure you come into Sunday Arts and chat about it.
We'd love to, David. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been talking to Donna Jackson about The Love Booth here on Joy 94.9. And just before we do actually...
if you want to win a ticket for it.
That's right. We've got two double passes that we're giving away to our listeners. It's for The Love Booth. It's a musical story of queer adventure where locals come out from behind the curtain to dance in the spotlight. It's all happening across March the 8th and 9th in the grand space of Williamstown Town Hall. Proudly sponsoring Joy Media, you can find booking and information for The Love Booth at hobsonbaytickets.com.au. And if you want to, like I said, win a double pass, just email us on air at joy.org.au or text us on 0427 569 949 and just give us your name, your and phone number, and just tell us that you're interested, that you'd like the tickets, and we'll try and get that organised.
Okay.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.